you're saying if you went inside without your coat and you'd ask someone, would you go inside and
bring my coat? Jumper or something.
Okay. So you say, so he went inside and he what need my coat?
I told him to bring my coat, he'd come back out.
And he came back out and he what my coat to me.
He brought my coat to me.
And he said, here I have
the coat.
I've what you your coat. I've done what?
I done brought you your coat.
And you say that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
it's too small now.
Last year it did what?
It fit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them.
It makes them look budgy.
And you say that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it
drawed up.
What's another way of saying drawed up?
Shrunk up.
And you say every shirt I've washed recently has done what?
It's shrunk up.
And I hope this shirt doesn't.
Well, maybe it won't.
Maybe it won't what?
Won't shrink up.
If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to
dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
Sure.
What would you say if she's standing in front of the mirror and
I don't know. I never do look in the mirror much. I want to see.
Well, what about a woman if she's standing in front of the mirror and
She picks us all the time. Lots of times. It takes her 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
It don't take us in our gut that long. She wants to go to L.A. or somewhere fishing. She's ready in a few minutes.
You like to fish?
Oh, Lord. She bleeds in fishing.
What about you?
I like fish when they're biting, but sometimes they don't bite. I don't have to go then. Don't take me long to get enough of it.
Something you could carry coins in would be called a
coin purse.
And something a woman would wear around her wrist.
Well, sometimes a bracelet, sometimes a wristwatch.
What's something she could wear around her neck?
Well, there's a lavalier and a necklace.
There's a what?
Lavalier.
What's that?
It's that thing goes around your neck down here with little pictures in it.
Mm-hmm. What about beads? You call it a what of beads?
A string of beads.
And something men used to wear to hold their pants up.
Belt. Suspenders.
Any old fashioned name for suspenders?
Galluses.
And what you'd hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella. Sometimes a tarpaulin. And then that wouldn't do no good some of these rains.
The last thing you put on a bed, the fancy cover is called a
bedspread.
What's something that women used to make?
Quilts.
Anything else besides quilts that they make?
Sheets, pillow slips, pillowcases.
Is pillow slips and pillowcases the
same thing?
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
What's something about twice as long as a pillow?
Bolster.
How far across did it go?
Reach down across.
And if you had a lot of company, you didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on.
You put them down on the floor on a pallet.
And if you raised a lot of cotton, you said this year we had a good
cotton crop.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say
you cleaned off.
You say we expect to get a good crop from that field because the soil is very
rich.
What's another word for rich?
Fertile.
What?
Fertile.
And what different kinds of land are there?